is, you know, that I've recently started mentioning IPGP, IPG Photonics, which was displaying typical character traits of a strong stock, and actually it has, well, almost started breaking out again. And it's if you look at the components of the sector overview chart, we have JDS Uniphase, IPG Photonics, Finisar, Siena, Expo, Newport. Pretty easy and simple stuff. IPGP is the strongest one from a relative strength perspective. Relative strength in a sense that relative to the other stocks, it's trading at an all-time high. Okay, you cannot see that this on the chart, but it's trading at a, let's say, yearly high on the chart. The others are either have either gapped down and fighting with, you know, trading back into the gap or whatever. Maybe JDS Uniphase maybe fighting with a potential double top, I don't know. But the whole point here is that if the sector itself can somehow regather strength and move up again, the ones which have held up the best during the correction will you know, literally shoot out of the gate. And if there's one that has the potential to do so, then it will be this IPGP. This is just an example, you know. This happens all the time, and that's actually the reason why I maintain sector overview charts, so that if you find a sector which is starting to move up, then going for the strongest one within the sector is usually the best thing you can do, and this will actually yield the best results. Okay, next chart would be the sector overview chart. Gold in US dollar, euro, Canadian, Swiss franc. Click on that. I'm mentioning this because I'm starting to see lots of people getting bullish gold again, and just a short word of caution here. Gold in euro is not strong enough, I would say, for me to take action right now. So that's something to watch. You would want to have gold in euro trading, you know, at least above 1050 for real buying pressure to develop. So that's something you should keep a close eye on. Okay, that's it for today. I'll probably take another week off, so not much posts for next week. Maybe another audio market review next week, and then hopefully I'll go back to posting on a regular basis again in a week or so. I want to close with, like I do with my posts on my website, with a quote. One you should be very familiar with by now, and it's the one from Paul Rotter. A trader should have no opinion. The stronger your opinion, the harder it is to get out of a losing position. So keep that in mind. Stay emotionally detached, and yeah, stay calm and focused. Bye-bye.